Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Well, data centres have become the bête noire of the Irish energy debate in recent years. A huge drain on the grid, say those opposed. A vital part of the infrastructure, say those in favour. Here's IDA boss Michael Lohan speaking earlier to Clare Byrne.
I think that's the narrative that's set out there. What I'm hopefully trying to explain is that there are other benefits beyond, if you want to call it that. We have an ecosystem. We have probably 40,000 jobs directly related within design, engineering, which is all about data center, all about managing of data, controlling of data, data analytics. That all is hanging on the back of the infrastructure that is data centers. And then you look at the supply chain that I mentioned. We have a whole indigenous ecosystem that's supported in it, not just in Ireland. They actually support that globally.
So how crucial are data centres to the Irish economy? Well, to discuss this now, we're joined by Alan O'Reilly, who's a tech entrepreneur, and Paul Murphy, People Before Profit TD for Dublin South West. And you're both very welcome to the programme this evening. Alan, I'll come to yourself first. I know you're on the side of the IDA, I suppose, the best way of putting it when it comes to all this. You believe data centres are vital.
Well, absolutely. I work for Black Knight, who, you know, our largest hosting company in Ireland, fully Irish owned. We employ over 50 people. We only have one person possibly in the data centre at any one time, but we provide services that every SME in the country relies on. When people talk about data centres, they need to understand they're talking about the cloud. Everything they do in the cloud has to happen in a data centre. And if we want to stay as a digital economy, we need to make sure that we secure our future by continuing to invest and develop that part of this economy. And Ireland is a great place for data centres.
Paul?
Well, first of all, the head of the IDA was spreading misinformation in suggesting that there are 40,000 direct jobs in data centres.
I don't think he said direct jobs. He heard exactly what he said there, and he didn't say direct jobs. He said as part of the
He said the word
ecosystem.
Direct, he did. But people can go and listen to it. There's about 4,000 jobs in data centres in Ireland. The Department of Enterprise says 30 to 50 jobs per data centre. We have 82 data centres in Ireland. So they provide very, very few jobs. The other jobs he's talking about can be done anywhere in the world. That's the very nature of the cloud.
Yeah, I just give you the exact quote because I have it here. He said we have probably 40,000 jobs directly related within design engineering, which is all about data centres. So he's not saying 40,000 people are employed in data centres. There are jobs directly related, is what he said.
Okay, but they're not directly related to the data centres being here. Right, so what has happened is the IDA and the government have designed policy to attract big tech corporations to bring their data centres here at the expense of ordinary people in this country and at the expense of the environment. The consequence is that data centres now use 18% of all electricity in Ireland. That's up 30%, 32% from the year before. So while householders were reducing their energy usage by 9%, data centres went up. And they're going to go up even more. There's another 40 data centres that have planning permission that are going to use even more data, more energy combined than the 82 that we currently have. So we're going to go to 30% by 2030, and then we're going to keep going up after that. And that is unsustainable. We can't do that and meet our climate targets. We can't keep adding more energy usage onto the grid. We should be seeking to reduce energy usage instead of expanding it in the service of big tech companies.
Okay, Alan, and what do you make of that? And Paul is certainly not alone in raising those concerns. There's an awful lot of people very concerned about the amount of energy that is being used by data centres in this country.
Absolutely, data centres use a lot of power. Our power bill has skyrocketed like everybody else's. So every data centre operator or user is trying to get the energy usage down because it makes sense to cut costs. But we often hear this narrative about, you know, data centres are going to cause people's homes to go dark in the winter. You know, all data centres have backup generation. If we get an issue on the grid, they can switch to the backup generators. The problem here is the lack of generation of power on the grid. We need to expand the generation of renewables much more quickly. We have solar panel farms that have planning permission around me in Carlow for years that nothing has happened. Now, it's welcome that Minister Ryan is looking to bring those more in, on stream without needing an auction. But, you know, where does Paul want to put these data?
But if we do that, Alan, if we do manage to up our renewable energy targets, and that is the plan, right, to increase the amount of electricity and energy that we can get from renewables, should we not be trying to use that to bring down the household use of fossil fuels as opposed to upping our renewable power to funnel it into data centres?
Well, climate change is a global impact. If we don't have the data centres here in a cold climate in Ireland, they're going to go to places, you know, like California, and much warmer, that are going to generate more emissions and have a bigger impact on climate. I understand we all have to have individual targets as a country, but climate change doesn't know what boundaries are. So does Paul want to have his website?
So this is the cow argument, basically. Is it? It's the same as the cow argument that we often hear from farmers here, is that the way we have our dairy herd and our beef herd here, that we're doing it in a more sustainable way than most other countries would do it. And therefore, if it has to be done, it's better for it to be done here.
Absolutely, because you want to export, you know, something that is green, and Ireland can do this. Ireland has the climate and it has the location to be able to provide much lower PUE, much lower power usage per data centre, per kilowatt of electricity than many other areas. But, you know, for some reason, people want to look at climate change based purely on country boundaries. Like, where does Paul want to host the website? Does he want his website, paulmurphytd.ie, to be hosted in America? Does he want it to be hosted in Ireland? You know, everybody has, you know, every single part of every business these days is using the cloud. So Paul, do we want to export that and have other countries looking after it?
So the first thing I'd say is that this is precisely the cow argument. I'm sure the same argument is made in oil producing countries that we produce oil better than anyone else. It's an excuse for every country to do nothing, because there's always somebody else who is engaged in emitting greenhouse gases. I mean, we signed up, the government signed up to a target of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 54% by 2030. We are miles and miles and miles off target. We're the country that is increasing emissions the highest in the EU. Only four countries are increasing emissions. We're one of them, and we're right at the top. And so this is the problem of trying to walk down an upwards escalator. Mm. If we keep adding on more and more energy usage, we won't do it. We're meant to reduce electricity demand. The sectoral emissions for electricity is 75% reductions by 2030, but they're going up, even though households are reducing their consumption, which is great, but because we're adding more and more data centres. In terms of the question of where should they go, I think there's two things I'd say. One, Ireland is not the only or the coldest, only cold country or the coldest country in the world. There's plenty of countries actually with similar climates to Ireland, Scandinavian countries, many of the European countries. The average there, from compared to our 18%, is about 3%, right? So Ireland is a crazy outlier. 25% of all data centres in Europe and a data centre activity is happening in Ireland. Secondly, we need to have a conversation about what's happening in these data centres, because the impression is always given that this is kind of useful stuff. You know, it's health information, or it's your tweets, or it's you using social media. But a huge proportion of what's happening here is big tech companies gathering huge amounts of data on ordinary people and then monetizing that data. One academic, for example, bought a book on Amazon, right? The book itself is 1 megabyte. In buying that book on Amazon, they created data which is then held by Amazon, probably in Ireland, of 84 megabytes, 84 times the amount of the book. And that is all data that then Amazon uses to
point.
Target with
that. Let me put that to Alan. So, because we do hear this, and we've heard it from the current head of the IDA, and we've heard it from the previous head of the IDA, and indeed from yourself, Alan, and many others who are proponents of data centres, that we need it for the future, we need it for AI, we need it for the cloud, we need it for how we live our lives. But is there something to what Paul is saying there, that much of what they're doing, we actually don't need or indeed don't want?
Well, a lot of people have never been inside a data centre, so they don't understand what happens in there. And to be honest with it, a lot of data centres do different things. But, you know, how many photos have you got, you know, on your store on your phone, say, or that are stored on the cloud? Yes, we could all reduce our data usage the same
just to be clear, because you have an insight that would be beneficial to the conversation, I think, because you're right. Most of us don't have, haven't been inside data centres and we don't know what they're doing. But is Paul right when he says that a lot of what they're doing is stuff like what he has described there, which is gathering information and data on us that we don't need gathered or want gathered?
Well, I mean, we have, for example, from a very simple part, when I started in the IT business 20 years ago, every company I went to had a small little server room with a local server sitting in a hot office space. They're all using the cloud now. So yes, there's no doubt that there is data collection, and there's probably a lot of data that doesn't need to be stored any longer. But there's also this huge amount of valuable information that is being done within data centers. Every single company, if you go into a small shop, you know, they're using their online ordering system, they're using to pay by their card. Everything you do now is going through the cloud. So the cloud isn't some dark, you know, conspiring place that's looking down on us and looking to see what we're doing every day. It's providing services and it's providing jobs. We have 50 people employed. We have one person in a data center. So he's right. Does Paul think that those other 49 jobs would exist if we didn't have a data center? Because they wouldn't.
Paul?
Well, but the point is that there's lots of useful things that happen in data centers. I don't deny that, right? So I think it is useful that I can go and watch a film online on Netflix or whatever. But there's lots of stuff that is not useful, that is purely the big tech corporations engaged in surveillance capitalism, monitoring everything that we're doing. If you watch a film on Netflix, it isn't just the data of the actual film. If you pause it at a certain moment, Netflix records that data and keeps that data.
Okay, so what are you suggesting, though? Because it's an interesting point that you make, but I'm not entirely sure how you suggest that we fix it. Because do you say to the data centres, you're only allowed to come here and build here if you do the stuff that we want you to do, like the useful structures, as opposed to the stuff that actually makes you money?
In Ireland, it's very simple. We have a bill, again, we had a bill before, it was voted down by the government. We have it again to say no more data centres. We've taken enough data centres at this time, 18% of our electricity currently, we're heading to 30% by 2030. No more data centers. We cannot afford it in terms of the energy crisis facing ordinary people and in terms of our climate crisis.
And what do you think of what Michael Owen said today, which is actually, I think this is Martin Shannon speaking to yourself in a committee about a year ago. And he said cloud computing and AI and data processing are all a big part of the IDA strategy because that's the way the world is going. If that's the way the world is going, are we opting out of the way the world is going? Economic decision?
We're extremely opted in. With a quarter of all data center activity that's happening in Europe is now happening in Ireland. But what's this in reality is the toxic waste of the 21st century. It's being presented to us as something great, but it creates very, very few jobs. It has negative consequences in terms of jobs. If you look, Intel about a year ago said that they decided to open a semiconductor factory in Germany rather than Ireland, and they cited energy infrastructure and water infrastructure as the reasons for doing so, both things that are badly affected by data. So we're getting dumped with all this stuff, and it's time to say no and stop the government policy.
Okay, and back to you, Alan, on that. I mean, we all love our cloud, right? And we all love those photos that we should probably be deleting off our phones and all of that. But why do all the data centres have to come here? I know not all of them, but such a high proportion, as Paul has outlined, as opposed to other countries. Why can't they go elsewhere?
We have the best connectivity between Europe and America is one thing. We have the great climate I've mentioned. The other thing is,
but what do you mean by the best connectivity? We've better connectivity than France or the UK? Do we?
Yes, we do.
Do we? How? How does that work?
Because if you send a packet from Ireland across the Atlantic, it gets to the US quicker. So there's a great, benefit in terms of latency. So how fast packets
it won't get
travel.
That much quicker than from London, will it?
High frequency trading and lots of things that happen on the internet come down to milliseconds there. And just to go back to the other part is, would Paul order that, these data were collected outside of that state, outside of Irish law, outside of the Data Protection Commissioner's oversight here in Ireland. So, we have the data centres here. We have to conform with all the Irish law. The Data Protection Commissioner in Ireland is very strong. Would Paul rather that they were hosted in other countries outside of the EU that maybe didn't have the same oversight?
Paul?
Well, any country in the EU is going to have the same oversight. I would contest the idea that the Irish Data Commissioner is strong. I think actually the record is that the Irish Data Commissioner is relatively weak compared to other European countries. But again... We have a quarter of all European data currently taking place being stored here. That isn't exclusively Irish people or whatever,
Just my final job to yourself, job question to yourself, Paul. On the jobs, Alan has outlined the different jobs that he feels would be lost if data centres weren't here. As we mentioned at the beginning, Michael Owen was talking about 40,000 jobs that were directly related to data centres here. There's a whole indigenous industry even around building data centres here. Are you comfortable with all those jobs suffering if we just stop building now?
But the point precisely is, the jobs that were mentioned at the start on the interview on Claire Byrne are all jobs that can exist anywhere. That's the very nature of cloud computing. So the data doesn't have to be analyzed by some guy who's standing beside the data center. Similarly, the engineering of the data doesn't have to be done, and it often isn't done. So the jobs are not related to the physical storage of the data. Mm. The jobs are the high quality, are the high end part of it, I accept that, but the actual storage of the data is the toxic waste stuff. It's the stuff you don't want to have, where you're spending all your electricity, you're using a lot of your water on this stuff, and you're generating very, very few jobs, and you're having negative impact in terms of the possibility of creating other much higher value jobs, as indicated by the Intel example.
Alan, just your thoughts on that briefly, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I think it's a very short-sighted. Let's just move these data centers elsewhere and let's hope that we don't lose jobs, or that our, you know, our digital economy doesn't suffer. You know, we have a huge growing economy here in Ireland. Thankfully, a lot of it is down to technical and advanced, you know, digital services. So really, I think, you know, Paul, we would be shooting ourselves in the foot to look for the money that all those things that people for profit want to spend on if we start reducing our digital economy.
Right, to leave it there, thank you both very much for joining us. Lots of texts on this. We'll get to those a little later on. Alan O'Reilly and Paul Murphy, thank you.